All right, friends, God bless. This is Pastor Terry Sisney. I want to welcome you in today to the Overcomers broadcast here on Higher Life Ministries. And I want to welcome everybody to come in. We've been having quite a following here. And we've been talking about the keys to the Overcomers life. Keys to the Overcomers life. And really want to encourage you today. I think this is going to be a blessing. I think you'll be helped by it. And we're going to talk about something that some people maybe never think about and never really think about the word. And I probably didn't myself until I started studying the book of Proverbs. Now, the book of Proverbs, I have come to love the book of Proverbs. It is one of the most powerful books of the Bible. And it is a book of contrasts. If you didn't know that, it's a book of contrast. It contrasts the wise and the foolish. It contrasts good with evil. It contrasts diligent with slothful. And that's what we're going to talk about today. It's going to talk about the diligent. And I want to look, first of all, at what the meaning of the word diligent is from a dictionary. Okay? The word diligent means characterized by steady, earnest and energetic effort, painstaking, diligent. And then there are a lot of synonyms for diligent, industrious, hardworking. There's all kinds of different synonyms for it. Busy, employed, laborious, occupied, working. So the word diligent is a very powerful word. It is a word, of course, that is contrasted, in total contrast to the word slothful. Slothful meaning lazy, meaning unemployed or not working. I should say not working, not that you are unemployed, but that you don't make any effort to work. That's slothful. Slothful. And the book of Proverbs has a lot to say about the slothful, but we're not talking about the slothful right now. We're talking about the diligent. And so we want to look into that because it's a key to the overcomer's life. If you want to be an overcomer and you want to have an overcoming life as a believer, you really need this key of diligence in your life. Remember what we said about keys. Keys give you access, but keys themselves are not enough if you don't use the key. And it doesn't matter. Maybe you make a lot of noise and have a lot of rattling going on with your keys, but nothing's happening. You're not doing anything. You're not opening anything. You're not making any progress because you're not using the keys. So you have to utilize. You have to use the keys. The keys are important, but if all you have is the key and you never use it, then it's just something to make noise with. Maybe show off with, you know, let everybody see, hey, I got some keys. Good morning. Welcome in. Good to see you coming in today. So that's what we're talking about. Now I'm going to give you a couple of scriptures here that kind of solidify this and really pull this together. In Psalms 119 and 4, the psalmist said, "Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently." Some more definitions of the word diligent is precise, direct, very, very determined. That's another word for diligent, is determined. Precise, direct, determined. Busy, about the business, hardworking, industrious. Some other words that you could use that would go very well with the word diligent and are contained in the word diligent is persistent. Persistent would fit very well within the framework of the word diligent. Persistence. You've heard the old saying, persistence pays off. Well, it does. And diligence is staying after it. Diligence is determination. Diligence is directiveness, conciseness. And it means that you are determined. So he said, you have commanded us, not made a suggestion. You have commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Let me give you some powerful things that the Bible says about diligent. It says in Proverbs 10 and 4, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Well, that's powerful. That he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. In other words, the hand of the one who is industrious, who is committed, who is direct, who is concise, who is devoted, who is busy about the business, can expect to profit from it, can expect to become rich or profit from it. But the hand of the slack, the hand of the slothful, it goes to nothing. You end up with nothing. He becomes poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Proverbs 11 and 27 says, he that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. Now that doesn't mean that I'm just running around diligently seeking for somebody to be good to me. It means both. It means I'm seeking to be good to others, and I'm seeking good to come. I'm seeking to be good. I'm seeking to create good. It's my desire to help others, to be good to others. And says, if you seek that, then you'll find that. He that diligently seeketh good procureth favor. If you're looking for the good for others, favor's going to come to you. You know, everything we do in life is about somebody else. It's supposed to be, anyway. Every gift that God gives us, it's about helping people. Every benefit that God gives you in life, it's about being a blessing to somebody else, encouraging somebody, helping somebody, blessing somebody, lifting somebody up. Everything we learn in ultimately has that its goal to pass it on. We don't learn just for the sake of learning. When you learn something, you learn it to pass it on, to be an encouragement to somebody else, to lift somebody else up, to help them to experience a better life. So here's another one, Proverbs 12 and 24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. The slothful, the lazy, the ones who just lay around, the ones who don't put forth any effort, the ones who couldn't care less. They says they should be under tribute, but the hand of the diligent shall bear rule. In other words, the diligent will be promoted, and the diligent will be put in a position of authority. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. I like this. The Bible says in Proverbs 12 and 27, the slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. See, a diligent man, a diligent individual, a person who is diligent, they appreciate anything that is accomplished in life. They appreciate their victories, no matter how small. They appreciate what they've been able to do. They're thankful for the progress that they've made in life. But the slothful person, they're like, nah, well, you know, whatever. You know, easy come, easy go. No, that's crazy. That's crazy. If you want to be successful in life, then you're going to have to adapt this, or take this, appropriate this key of diligence. It's powerful. So he goes on, he says, Proverbs 13 and 4, the soul of the sluggard desireth and hath nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Now, why would the soul of the sluggard want something, desires, but have nothing? Because they're lazy. They want it, but they don't want to do what it takes to get it. You hear people look around at times and see somebody that's really prosperous and doing well, and they say, boy, I'd like to have that. I'd like to have that car they're driving. I'd like to live in a house like that. Well, you forget that they probably went to 15 years of school and to discipline themselves to the learning process and to going to school and learning all the things that they needed to learn so that they could put those skills to work so they could achieve that kind of a lifestyle. So the diligent says, I'll do whatever it takes to accomplish that. I'll do whatever it takes to reach that goal. The slothful says, boy, I sure would like that, but I'm not going to get out of bed. I sure would like to have that, but I'm sure not going to do what they did to get it. That's why we have so many thieves in the world. You understand? That's why people would rather rob. People would rather go to the bank and rob the bank. People would rather work at hatching up schemes to take people to steal money from old people and to swindle people. Why? Because they're lazy. Because they're slothful. Because they don't want to go do the legal proper work to accomplish it. They'd rather do it quick and steal it from somebody. So he says, the soul of the sluggard desires and has nothing, but the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. And here's another one, Proverbs 21 and 5. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty only to want. See, diligence means commitment. Diligence is like one foot in front of the other. Diligence understands. The diligent understand. I'm going to get there someday. I'm probably not going to get there today, but I'm going to get there someday. I'm going to accomplish it through daily, consistent, disciplined, persistence. I'm going to reach my goal. And the diligent have their goals in mind, and they keep pushing. But the slothful and the hasty, they want it now. I want it now. I want it, and I want it now. Well, we live in that kind of age, don't we? We live in a microwave age. We live in an age when everybody wants it now. You know, you throw something in the microwave now, and you stand there tapping your foot because it's taking 30 seconds for it to nuke it. And, you know, used to it take 45 minutes, you know, put it in the oven and have to wait for it. But we're waiting 30 seconds, and we're like, what's going on with this thing? Is it broke? We've forgotten what it means to be committed. We've forgotten what it means to be diligent, to move forward diligently, daily, persistently, with discipline and commitment. So it says, seest thou a man, this is Proverbs 22 and 29, seest thou a man diligent in his business, or a woman diligent in their business? They shall stand before kings and shall not stand before mean men. Mean men doesn't mean mean like, man, I don't like you, get out of my face, I'm going to punch your lights out. Mean means common or low, the low of men, not meaning humble, but meaning the despicable. See, the diligent person, the one who is diligent in their business, will stand before kings. In other words, their diligence will lift them to high places. Their diligence, their commitment, their discipline, their persistence, their faithfulness, their directiveness, their conciseness, their devotion, that one day, every day, step at a time, one foot in front of the other, just keeping at it, it will bring them before kings. In other words, it will put them in places of influence, in places of high places. But the others, the slothful, the hasty, they'll end up only with the low people, the people of despicable character. You know, I don't want to be there. I want God to bless me. I want him to promote me. I want to be in places with kings and queens and people that are of high character. That's what diligence will do for you. So he says, see thou a man diligent in his business. He shall stand before kings. He shall not stand before mean men. So, and then this is the last one I want to leave you with today, because I think it's really powerful. It says in Proverbs 27:23, Be thou diligent to know the state of thy flocks and look well to thy herds. Now that's a really powerful verse right there, because it really means that you are committed to taking care of what is yours, what is under your care, what you're responsible for. In other words, there's a lot of people that are always looking at somebody else, they're always looking at other people's lives and judging their lives and judging, you know, their successes or their failures or pointing their fingers or whatever. Well, this scripture says you should be diligent to know the state of your flocks. What has God put under your hand? What are you the shepherd over? What are you responsible for? That's not just talking about pastors. That's talking about anybody, because we all have something that has been put under our hand. We all have something that we're responsible for. And he says, be diligent to know the state of your flocks and look well to your herds. In other words, take care of your business. Take care of your business. There's a lot of people, like I said, they're what they call busybodies, and they're busy about everybody else's business and busy about knowing what everybody else is doing or what they're not doing or what they've got or what they don't have or what they did or what they're not doing. And they got their nose in everybody's business, but they're ignoring their own issues, their own flocks. You know, you've heard that old saying. It says, clean up your own backyard before you try to tell me how to deal with mine. You know, well, there's a lot of truth in that. Take care of your own business. Mind your business first. Of course, we want to help people. Of course, we want to be an encouragement to other people. But you got to take care of your own flocks. Now, this goes especially for people in ministry, people, pastors, a lot of times. They'll get so busy with everybody else that they forget their own lives. You can get so busy taking care of other people that you're not taking care of yourself. You can get so busy helping other people develop relationships and have strong relationships that your own marriage can suffer. You can get so busy having marriage counseling sessions and counseling people about their marriage and how to stay happily married, and your marriage could be falling apart because you're not looking diligently to your flocks and to your herds. So it's a powerful, powerful word here. Diligence is a key that will promote you. It's a key that will bring you to high places. It's a key that will produce success in your life. It's a key that will bring you into favor. It will bring you into favor. And favor is powerful. I think we'll talk about a key of favor. We'll talk about the key of favor later. But I really wanted to share this with you today, because a lot of people maybe have never even considered this. But the reality is diligence is a powerful key. But you got to use it. It don't work by itself. You got to use it. So friends, today, be diligent. Be diligent about your family. Be diligent about taking care of your family. Be diligent about your relationships. Be diligent about your commitment to God, your relationship with God. Be diligent about your business, whatever your business might be, whatever God has put under your hand. Be diligent about it, and you'll find out that God will reward you. He will reward you for your faithfulness. He rewards you for your commitment, for your dedication, and you will be glad. You'll be thankful that you learned and that you found the key of diligence. Okay? We love you. Have a great day. We'll be talking to you later. Have some more keys for you that I know will be a blessing to you. Bye-bye.